Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, how can you have Good Shepherd Sunday without a shepherd's hook? Now, some of you may not have seen one of these before. These were used in the early days by the shepherds that were out in the fields, not in farms with fences, but out in the fields, in the hills, keeping track of their sheep. Now, sometimes we think, oh yeah, it's to hook them or whatever. No, it was mostly a tool that we used to help them walk and to move around. This Sunday on Good Shepherd Sunday, it is still Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We don't ever want to forget that it is not Easter time. The stories that we hear, and today's story as well, is a story that we hear through the lens of knowing the resurrected Christ. Even being written to the church by John, it was a story that they knew about the resurrected Christ. A couple other things in this. It says, I am the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd leads back to the Old Testament when God gives God's name to the people. And that name is I am who I am. God's name is I am who I am. So hear that. I am who I am, and I am the Good Shepherd. Words of affirmation. Words of faith shared. So have you ever been on a sheep farm? My second congregation, many of those folks were sheep farmers. And so I learned a lot, because up until that time, I really hadn't been around much on a sheep farm. Sheep are not dumb animals, if we think they are. They're not. They are not dumb animals. That came, as I did some more research, from a farmer who had cows. They mentioned that the sheep were not smart animals. But really, the sheep are led. You know, cows, they prod behind them. They have dogs, and they do some prodding behind. But sheep are led by the shepherd. So the farms, the sheep farmers usually have lots of land, and the shepherds talk. If they're good sheep farmers, they talk to their sheep so that the sheep learn the voice of the shepherd. So that when they lead, the voice is recognized, not the hired hand, not someone who's trying to steal the sheep, but the shepherd, the farmer who owns those sheep. Think about 4-H projects. And that was another time that I learned that those young people who took a 4-H project and had a sheep, the ones who spent time talking to that sheep, the ones that spent time being with their sheep, those were the ones that had the best opportunity of showing their sheep, because the sheep knew the voice of the shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. That's Jesus telling us, I am the Good Shepherd. Do you hear Jesus' voice? Oh, I know, in the world in which we live, there are so many voices that we listen to. Just like the sheep and the hired hands and the voices, we need to hear God's voice. So let's figure out how we can do that. How we know if it's God's voice that we're hearing. Growing up, when I was, we lived in a neighborhood, and that neighborhood had lots of kids, and it became dinner time, and you heard your parents' voice over everybody else's. There could be everybody yelling at once, but you heard your parents' voice. That's how we hear Jesus' voice. We hear his voice over everybody else's. Or maybe think about a teacher. My nephew is a teacher, and he taught for many years in high school, in a high school that had troubled youth that they went in. So, but they decided to close this school and incorporate them all back into their local school system. So he didn't have a job, and so now he's a substitute teacher. And he decided to be a sub as so that he could figure out what his next steps were. Now remember, I said he was a high school teacher. Well, he subbed in a first grade classroom. You get the picture. He was a high school teacher. He subbed in a first grade classroom. And what he wrote to my sisters and myself about being in this first grade classroom was about, they cry, they have to go to the bathroom all the time, they don't listen real well, they're not really sure what's going on and where they're supposed to be when. So he talked to the teacher that he was subbing for and went, those children know their teacher's voice. They listen. They didn't know Brad's voice. He was just someone who had come in. Now, that's the case in many times when you're subbing. The teacher, they know the teacher's voice. But a substitute, you don't know that voice, and you're probably apt to do more things that you couldn't get away with your teacher. Jesus knows us. We know Jesus' voice. We can't get away with anything because Jesus is always there, loving us, never letting us alone. Because you see, the false shepherds, the hired hands, they run away when things get tough. Jesus does not run away. Jesus holds us and stays with us and never leaves us alone. Our job is to listen for Jesus' voice above all the other voices in the world and follow. I am the good shepherd. I love you always and everywhere. When you're being good, when you're in trouble, I am always there. Listen, listen for this risen Savior's voice. I am the Good Shepherd. I love you. Amen.